We know the names. Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Coupon Carl, Cornerstone Caroline, and more. Nicknames the internet bestowed upon white people who call 911 to report black people who are doing nothing wrong. Many of these incidents get recorded on cell phones and then explode and go viral on social media. There is a proposal in the works in Grand Rapids that would make it illegal to call police on people of color who are just going about their lives. Lionel Legrone is chief author of the proposal. If this proposal is adopted into law in Grand Rapids, Lionel, what would it do?
What the proposal would do was stop people from making frivolous calls, or at least seriously discourage them from making frivolous calls to the police department. We've had a problem in Grand Rapids with the police being called on specifically African-American youth and pulling guns on them to find out that they're just walking around carrying out activities of daily living unarmed. What we want to do is discourage that with this proposal.
What would be the consequences of doing something like this?
So right now, the consequences are still being ironed out. We know right now the proposal says it will be a municipal infraction. We're still trying to figure out what the specific fine will be. But we hope that it will be significant enough to deter people from making those calls.
How do police feel about this? Because I've got to imagine someone white calling the police on someone just of color living their life, that puts police in a tough spot because they have to walk up and question somebody maybe barbecuing or having a party in a park because someone made a racially motivated 911 call.
Well, the officers I talked to have been very frustrated by these calls, first and foremost. Although we do have our issues in Grand Rapids with community police relations, we have some very good officers on the force. And when they do their jobs by responding to calls, they expect that the call is a serious call that they're being called to. And when they get there and find out it's nothing more than discrimination or a vendetta being carried out through the police department, it's frustrating to them. And I've heard them support this issue and say that they'd like for this to stop. I'm pleased with that.
Your proposal, it's not saying don't call 911. What does it say?
Essentially, what we're saying is if you suspect that a crime is taking place or there's something going on that the police need to be alerted to, feel free to call. But please do not use 911 to exercise your racist behavior. That's essentially what we're saying. Please stop it. What's happening when we had those calls, when the police pulled guns out on 9-year-old and 10-year-old and 11-year-old kids carrying out activities of daily living, we had cases where they were frivolous calls. And we're just asking people to stop that. But by all means, the 911 system is still in effect for you to call when you believe that you need emergency services. And we're asking people to continue to exercise that.
So what happens tonight at the city commission meeting?
The way I understand it, at the city commission meeting, what they're going to do is have a discussion on whether or not to bring the ordinance to a public hearing, which is the final hearing before its passage. We're actually encouraging the community to come out and speak out during the public comment period and express your thoughts and opinions on the ordinance.
And that'll be at 7 tonight at the City Hall. And more broadly, Lionel, how would you describe relations between white and black communities in Grand Rapids?
There's tension. There's tension there. I think overall there are more people getting along than not. But, you know, this issue with the policing in Grand Rapids has driven a wedge between the races in Grand Rapids. And we're hoping that if we can get this resolved, if we can get this issue with police and community relations resolved in Grand Rapids, we'll start to see some mending between the black and white community. I mean, we're not at levels of rioting just yet. I mean, people are able to carry out activities of daily living with different races, but we are a few incidents away from having a really difficult relationship in Grand Rapids with one another.
Lionel Legrone, chief author of a new proposal in Grand Rapids. It would make it illegal to call police on people of color who are just doing everyday things. Lionel, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.